To travel from Mauritania in West Africa to the island of Madagascar, you have to cross from west to east and then go far south in the Indian Ocean. Writer and guitarist Banning Air recently went to Madagascar to listen to its music, which reflects the cultures of Africa, Europe, and South Asia. Air has this taste of one of the island's unique musical instruments, the vali.
The vali is a tubular harp made from a thick stalk of bamboo about 3 feet long with strings of bicycle brake cable. The materials may be primitive, but the vali is a refined instrument. Its traditional music goes back to the courts of kings and queens in bygone centuries and has the elegance of Renaissance lute music. That's guitarist and vali player Colbert performing with his group in the capital, in Tananarivo, or Tana for short. Malagasy people revere the vali as a kind of national symbol. I couldn't walk Tana's streets without someone trying to sell me one. I once heard a musician argue that the vali was a gift from God to man, and that Adam was surely the first vali player. The origins of the vali are in dispute. When Anch, leader of the Malagasy band Tarka, went to Indonesia, she found a smaller version of the vali on the island of Sulawesi.
They call it the Sasandu. And then when I thought, okay, I found the origin of the vali, or the family of the vali in Indonesia, then I went to northern Thailand and I found amongst the Padang people, the long-necked women, another form of vali, which they call the Jujuka, which is, they said, they brought all the way from Burma.
The thing that most impressed me about the vali in Madagascar is the way musicians are expanding the instrument's horizons. Traditional groups blend it with guitar, accordion, harmonica, violin, and of course percussion and voices, all to beautiful effect. Here's the group Tarka Sammy playing informally on a Friday night in a cabaret in Tana. Or listen to Radzer playing free-form vali jazz with bass player Toti in a highbrow concert at Tana's German Cultural Center. Radzer's music is still more amazing when you consider the fact that when he was a baby, he lost his right hand. His handicap hasn't kept him from becoming one of the most respected musicians in Tana. Radzer is part of a new school of cutting-edge vali players. Another young lion, Doné, has added strings to the instrument so he can follow the changes of jazz standards. Here he is taking a solo on Autumn Leaves. These days, the vali is finding its way into Malagasy pop, too, even rock and reggae. Maybe the instrument didn't originate in Madagascar, but it certainly belongs to the people there now, and the new music they are creating for it is a rightful source of national pride. For National Public Radio, I'm Banning Air.